Namaste and welcome to the P Guru's YouTube channel. I'm your host, Sri Narasimhan. I'm here at the World Hindu Congress. It's the second day. And we had a resounding start to the day with fantastic plenary keynote sessions by a lot of luminaries. And during the break, I just bumped into somebody I admire a lot for his fearless reporting, exposés, on his own private channel called Strings. It's String Reveals.
Yeah.
And oh my God, in the last 3 years, you've revealed a lot. It's been a lot of conspiracy theories, right?
Yes.
In the beginning.
Yeah.
But then as the, you know, years, months, weeks unfold, they're all coming true.
Yeah.
And that's been a great surprise. I was a skeptic. And now, you know, I look forward to your shows.
Yes.
As well as Prachyam's shows.
Yes.
Fantastic programming by you guys. So, Vinod ji of Strings, welcome to P Guru's YouTube
channel. Namaste, Narasimhan ji. Thank you so much for this. I'm on P Guru's. So, YouTube has taken down our channel. Now, let me talk about how I started with all this. So, I started with defending my guru, and I'm confined my activity only to bashing these people who are going against Sadhguru. And then I observed the attack is not actually on Sadhguru. It is on all Bharatiya Sanskriti and Sanatana Dharma. And when we started, why these people are digging? Doing that, I came to know that there is a large group of religious who only know about material well-being, and they take on all these luxuries, comforts, and they are not satisfied with it. They turned violent, and then they started to attack the peaceful religion, the only peaceful religion on the planet, the religion which taught dharma to the world, the Sanatana Dharma, the ancient, and there is much more. I mean, glorifications I don't want to do, but still, the truth lies in the inner well-being of the people. When we dig deeper inside, those who learn to turn inward, they know the well-being. And when these people take charges, the material people who are well-to-do people, they pounce on us and they attack us.
This is, you know, happening. we are kind of living in the realm of Maya.
Yeah,
right.
Illusion,
and we are getting misled by collective vasanas.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
There is no quick antidote to it.
Yes.
Right.
Illusion, in the sense, we need not get into the spiritual concept of what is illusion about. Even if you look at in the plain media, almost all the mainstream media is handled by thugs. Mainstream media is corrupted to such an extent that you see in this Washington Post, New York Post, and the top portal are biased.
It's bias, right?
YouTube
information
has,
bias.
Yeah, YouTube has.
Where does the bias stem from? I know you gave a bit of an intro.
Yes.
You know, just look at, take a couple of steps back and look at why is there proactive bias against a largely peaceful nation?
Yes.
At a very high level.
Yeah. You might be knowing the names of the top two companies run, control all the currency, market, government, and etc. If you take the percentage, Muslims hold 40%, Christians hold close to more than above 50%. Hindus are only 16% in the world. And the question here is, how many companies are being owned by Hindu society? It is not.
So you mean to say there is a commercial bent to this?
Commercial, religious, and political. The worst happens due to political, you know, conquer of the society.
So this is kind of interesting,
yeah.
Right? Because you said commercial, political, and religious.
Yeah.
In the world that we live in right now, there's a lot of commercial activity happening behind the scenes.
Exactly.
And prompting political comments or activities.
Yes.
That affect the religious activities. See, religion in India, the way religion is at least narrated, the narratives come out.
Yes.
Come out from a strictly political angle.
Yes.
Whereas outside, it may be religious for religion's sake.
Yes.
Whether the religions are political or not.
Yeah.
But here we have actually put in commerce first, politics as a result of that commerce, as a way to create new tools of control. And then you use, because you need the political might, you actually play with whatever you have, and lo and behold, we go after faith.
Yes. If you look at it carefully, business leaders don't have anything to get into the religious and political matters of the society. Business is business. If you conduct a business, business is the only area where religion doesn't matter. Because when you get money, you go make a deal with anybody else.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Borders doesn't matter. But unfortunately, business leaders are more infiltrated with poison of religion and hate towards others. For example, you take George Soros, you take Bill Gates, the richest people on the planet. What are they doing? He just now kicked out OpenAI CEO, and then he owned Microsoft, and then he is getting into controlling the data. It is all about controlling the world, controlling the human.
So, let's talk about that, right?
Yeah.
We established at least a certain stack.
Yeah.
It's called, let us say, global stack, right?
Yeah.
We had commerce, then we had politics, and we had religion. And then now we are talking about the control of data. Data is the new oil.
Yes.
And the value add and the wisdom and the insights that you, intelligence that you layer on top of the data becomes now a source of control.
Yes.
And you control using religious programming, political programming, and commercial programming, right? On this data set.
Yeah.
So let's talk about it. Seems very interesting.
So the dangers of it is very important to be talked about everything. Technology is fashionable. You are a smart guy. You invented this. It's all fine. But when you look at the impact that it has on the public, tomorrow imagine a day, if you want to get into a bus, they will ask for a social score card or something, and you don't
have it.
Can you
explain social score for audience that does not understand it today? Because in India, we not yet, we don't use the social score or anything related to that, but there's another country that does that.
Yes.
Go ahead. Explain to us what a social score is.
So this is a country where for everything there is a card. You have to swipe a card when you go to a medical checkup, a petrol bunk, anything else. Now there is something called as social score. So this is all about unnecessary, complicated, and useless innovations of a human being. When you sit quiet, when you're comfortable, you tend to innovate things. So they innovated the social score, which will demand a clean social profile. And again, what does that? You will have to comply with the halal certification, maybe, and you will have to comply with all the so-called the world's best certificate.
Yeah, I mean, let's put that at the bottom. At the top, you know, I'm thinking of access.
Yeah.
What if I just lose access?
I will have a very bad social score.
You know, if I leave my phone somewhere, let's say I leave my wallet and my phone on an Uber ride because I'm so busy with something, okay? I'm basically cut off from humanity. I can't even get money out of my ATM.
Correct.
I don't have anything.
Yeah. So that is where the world is moving towards, and whatever the governments who are making deal with the ultimate fraudsters, which I already call, but these people are prevailing as the top philanthropy in the world. These are really dangerous people. Please be aware.
Yes. I'm looking at more and more connected India.
Yeah.
And the way I see it is there's a top-down affair and there's a bottom-up affair. Right, there are countries, neighboring countries that are extremely top. You can call them authoritarian, autocrats, and so on and so forth. But I find it really funny that in a country where there is extreme democracy, I'm not sure there's democracy is a word, maybe dharmocracy.
You
know, anybody can do practically anything they want.
Yes,
it's a lot of bottoms up, federated responsibility, accountability.
Yeah.
And responsibilities that are civic in nature, that India does reasonably well. And, you know, there are merits to top down and there are merits to bottom up, right? And we need a mixture of both. At some point, we need good infrastructure, great, decent public goods, and so on. So we started it in the digital realm, and then we'll be doing it in the physical realm, hopefully, if the government does not flip-flop.
Yes.
And the planning does not flip-flop. I'm just looking at how India will use data to the benefit of mankind.
Yes.
And how to prevent the encroachment of freedom by these other models.
Yeah.
Out.
So, yeah, that's a very important question. In this regard, I would like to remember Mohan Bhagwatji's words in the morning session. He was talking about victory by using dharma. If you look at other people, their idea of victory is a monstrous victory. Rakshasa Anandam, we call in Telugu. So, Rakshasa also wins a victory, but that's not a victory. That is coming up with ego, lust, conquest, many other things. So, when India uses data, when Bharat uses data, it will be, Mohan Bhagwatji is saying, in the war of dharma, your action also should be dharmic, and the victory, the results that you reap should be dharmic. So, the other people who are handling it, the conglomerates who are dealing with data, doesn't know. They don't even have this awareness of dharma. So they're doing for so many personal purposes, or maybe larger for a nationalistic purpose also. But still, that will lead to so many devastations and crime activities.
So just to give a bit more color to your statement, everybody is doing their dharma.
Yeah.
Businessman, the soldier, the governor. And so on. But somewhere data and control is being used for adharma.
Yes.
So now if businessman is using adharma to make the money, that's when, you know, there's a problem.
Yes.
right? Even philanthropists or foundations, yeah. when yeah. they use the resources for adharma, then there is a huge problem.
Yeah, so that is where a strict measures from the government is needed, from the ministry who is handling the information and electronic communication. They have to bring about very strict. See, we are, if you look at the data control in India, we are the people who perform far better and far extreme compared to the top nation, so-called.
You know, just before digital media started,
yeah.
there was, I remember reading somewhere, we had more than 90,000 newspapers in India.
I was talking about the phone page GPA thing.
Go ahead.
Even the money, in terms of money, we have seen in the other foreign nations, they don't even know. You should do a cash transaction everywhere. But we are doing so well with phone page GPA and the mobile internet base in our country. So when this is the level where we can perform, even the data of a person will be handled peacefully and properly here. But when you compare to other nations, they are so scared to do this, because when it comes to money, they are somehow freaking out to get into this kind of online pay mechanism. They have a card system for everything, pay system and automatic system for everything, even to switch on unnecessary things. Click on a light, tap on a light and light is automated. Turning off the toilet, water and everything, door locks, everything is automated. But they are not doing it for money. That is so scared there.
You know, I think there is a reason why cash will still be transacted in countries all over the world, just because there is that nature of being anonymous in the transaction itself. It's synonymous with freedom.
Yes.
Right? Okay. Specifically coming back to India, right? How do we control the adharmic use of data inside the country for control of the people and infringement of people's democracy? That's number one.
Yeah.
Number two, which I think is more important, is how do we make sure our data is not being pilfered, misused, hacked, by foreign powers who have not so great intention for India. How do we prevent that? Right? These are, I think they go in parallel.
The responsibility lies in the ministry itself. They have to bring about very strict measures. I have seen a session where Saket Modi is demonstrating in public how the data can be hacked just by installing an app into your mobile. They can get all the data. Very stringent and strict measures in cybersecurity has to be taken care by the ministry. Only then we cannot let loose of anybody's personal data.
Yeah, And this is where, you know, we need to have standards.
Yeah.
Like ISI is our standard, right?
Yeah.
But if you look at certain advanced countries, they have their standards of security.
Yeah.
Make sure all the products are integrated into and comply with some of the regulations that they have, specifically around security.
Governments can do that. Governments has the power to do that. When you look at Twitter, the way it is being handled, when they directly deleted Prime Minister Narendra Modi's post itself, Rajiv Chandrasekhar ji interfered and then very strict measures.
This was before Elon, right?
Yeah, before Elon. Jack Dorsey was there. So Jack Dorsey, you know, was gave a
word. So that world is over.
Yeah.
Right. Thankfully.
Yeah.
And Elon has restored a new transparency into the system, and legacy folks are not happy with it.
They're not happy. We have no problem with Elon Musk. Elon Musk is really good for us. But at the same time, he's not the ultimate. Again, he has a problem with...
Every human has an agenda.
Yeah. He's putting restrictions on using the word decolonization in Twitter. And you cannot directly go against Jews in Twitter. So there are these problems we have observed. But you know, you can abuse Hindus. Hindu abuse is open to all kind of a thing, where there is no any strict measures taken.
This has been bothering me, which is a preemptive attack on Hindus, even before we did anything, right? That's the stroke of fear that's been raised, the Hindu phobia thing.
Yeah.
What are the reasons actually having an almost industrial strength campaign against what is Sanatana Dharma?
The expert liars, Arundhati Rai and all these people have agendas.
I think if you take specific names, you're giving too much credit to one person. This looks like a big, big affair.
Exactly. Yeah. And Rana Ayub and Arfa Khanum.
This is a bigger affair.
Yeah, it's a bigger affair. These people are trained and they are brainwashed. They are under a certain medication, I would like to call. Because when you go outside, they intentionally take this Hindutva names and demean them, defame, and play a Muslim appeasement and minority cards, and then tend to drive all the people in world economic forums, top world stage, they defame Hindutva. So this has led to a very negative picture of Bharat, which takes a lot of work from people like us to build back the system.
You know, I think it's too much
yeah.
for a country like ours to take pot shots from folks, right?
Yeah.
Who are basically Lilliputs.
Yeah.
I think the civilization has been around for more than 10,000 years. Somebody said 50,000 yesterday.
Yeah.
So we are not going to just fold just because. I have that confidence. I'm actually looking at the next, you know, 5 years and looking at the data itself and how data can be manipulated and how we need to be playing attack defense on it and be proactive in our response.
Yes.
Right? We should not be reactive in our response.
That is true. It should be a response. A brilliant and conscious response is what is needed. Hatred, agitation and extremism belongs to the desert clan. It is not ours. We are dharmic and we do dharmic. But when you see that, you know, when we, I want to be really brutal on these people, and I did that. And these people, I did, when I started growing to a next level, 1.4 million subscribers in multi-language channel, they totally deleted it all of a sudden. They have.
When you say they deleted it, do you have an idea of the process behind the scenes, what must have happened?
One of my friends who is very good at ethical hacking, he said that a lot of mass reports have come from Afghanistan and Bangladesh. So I don't know what could have happened. I'm not sure about it. I'm not interested in making
so
any
mass
statement.
Reporting is a tool that's being used. It's an automated tool where YouTube has to take a threshold.
Yes.
Perhaps it's 10,000 a minute or whatever.
Yes.
A threshold by which they flag something automatic and then they pull down. The video by itself.
Yes.
And then there is a human review that took place and then they green signal it, right?
They
find no problems there.
Yeah. YouTube is taking instructions from the opposition parties and the appeasement politics, but not on the government itself, which is a very arrogant and adamant.
Is that provable? Because, you know, I would think that the state, which is the administration, and particularly MeitY, which is the Ministry of Electronics and IT, and that Minister of State will be the actual official link for GOI, Government of India.
Correct, correct. So what I observed is I would like to include the people who actually faced this devastated thing that did by YouTube. I met a lot of people. They say my LinkedIn account is gone and I don't know what I did. My Facebook account is gone. I don't know what I did. So these
people, see. You think that is a concerted affair.
Exactly. When see these are people who has a history of saying RSS people are terrorists. If you say Jai Sri Ram out of love and Lord Rama, they say this is a communal. So when these kind of people, they control the AI and information. So when we always come with the saffron robes and, you know, Hindutva thing, they consider the whole system as a terrorist and then they block it. But the actual terrorists who are doing it are surviving in the internet. Those channels which call Ma Durga as prostitute is still there on YouTube.
That's pretty unfortunate. Just channelizing the Prime Minister's clarion call for Atmanirbhar Bharat.
Yeah.
We need to be Atmanirbhar on our own stack, on our own technology stack,
which is hosting
the data locally and controlling it locally.
Yes.
Otherwise, India will not be a market for the rest of the world and the rest of the world's platform.
Just to prove that, I came back with my own OTT. I started my own OTT.
Tell us about your new venture.
Yeah, stringjio.com is my own OTT. Within 30 days, within a month since YouTube deleted my channel, I came back with my OTT and I have my own space now. My space is very small, but it has a potential to wipe off and compete with the YouTube. And I'm going to prove it. It takes, you know, in the due course of time. I'm a content creator. I'm good at content creation, but now I'm looking for collab with more creators.
Mm-hmm.
Even you can be a part of it.
Sure.
So I'm looking for investors to make it bigger. The baby is just 2 months old. This last month, Vijayadashmi, I launched. So there is a lot of work to do.
Okay, we wish you luck.
Thanks for your
time and explaining to us the new media world that we live in.
Yeah.
Namaste.
Thank you, Nasimanji. Great discussion. Thank you for all your wishes.
Yeah. Thank you. And please like or subscribe to our channel.
Yeah.
We'll see you in the next episode. Namaste.